Let's Get Local is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
It's time for the Dane By Local Radio Show. Let's Get Local. Each week, we are your connection to local as we talk with leaders of area businesses, nonprofits, and government. There are so many amazing people and organizations in our community, so let's get into it. Let's Get Local.
Hi, welcome in to another Let's Get Local here. The first Saturday of June, we are glad to be back. I'm Jason Hafeman, your host of the Dane By Local Radio Show here on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, also 1580 AM. We are glad to have other shows with you here for the morning slate. How about that, huh? 2 hours with Jim Santel now on Saturdays. Got to enjoy that. Some really interesting discussions, some great calls this morning already for the inaugural program. And that's what this station is all about, engagement, getting people involved, also getting your takes and your information and, you know, sharing info to folks as well about how important that really is, the issues in our society, getting a voice to them as well to go along or at least be propped up next to some of the other more regular heard voices on radio stations all around our state. So, love Devil Radio, love what they do here, love the organization, and Crudy and the whole team. Our show, Let's Get Local, really focuses on looking back at our community, at our local businesses and leaders and the individuals and organizations that help make our community what it is. And, you know, this goes across the state as well. Look in your own community, no matter where you are, whether it's Madison, whether it's a surrounding community like Verona or Fitchburg or any of them. Shout out to Stoughton as well. Some good business owners down there, including my friend Drew Gelfi at Pancake Cafe down in Stoughton. And then businesses all around the state, including my hometown of Algoma, Wisconsin. Those local businesses are what make up our communities, what make them special, what make them unique, what give us identity, which, and also really what helps drive tourism. People aren't going to drive to your community to see another chain that they have in their community. Drive to your community to check out those unique places that they can't see anywhere else. So how did those businesses survive? Well, number one, people need to patronize them. We need to shop there. We need to eat there. We need to go there, do services with them. And then in addition to that, of course, we got to tell their stories. We got to get the word out about these wonderful local businesses so the customer, consumer, community member can also be aware of them and find them. So that's a big part of what our show is. We have a slate of guests today. We're trying to work through a couple of things real quick to get our first guest on, and I'm going to hit a quick song here in just a moment so we can work through that and get it all set up for you. We had a little trouble, but what a great show with Jim Santel this morning and this station on Saturdays. I'm really looking forward to the Saturday lineup. Going to be some great things ahead here for Crudy and the team. We'll be back in just a moment here. You are listening to Let's Get Local. Thanks again to SUPEC, Evolution Financial, for sponsoring this program. And we're back here on the big show. Let's Get Local. Again, thanks to Crudy and the team for the opportunity to be here to provide this program and get stories out about our local businesses and nonprofits. And today we have, like I said, a full slate of individuals. So let's get started here by talking to Tracy from TNT Pet Care Services. Tracy, thanks for making time for us today. I know you're always busy there taking care of pets, but tell us a little bit about your business here, TNT Pet Care Services. Hello, Tracy. Do you have me there? Okay. I guess she doesn't quite have me yet. I think she thought she did. But anyway, hey, when you're producing your own show, that's kind of the way it rolls sometimes. I'm going to send her a quick message. Okay. We do not have Tracy at the moment, but maybe we can make an adjustment. Shilpa, if you're ready, we will take you and talk to you right now, because sometimes you got to make adjustments on the fly, especially in live programming. I'm glad to have Shilpa Shankaran with us. Shilpa, let's transition and talk to you about your spa in Madison, which I just told my wife and daughter about last night, by the way, and they are excited to come check it out. Shilpa, are you with us here to talk about Kosha Ayurvedic Spa?
I am, Jason. Can you hear me okay?
Yep, I've got you perfectly well. Thanks for filling in and stepping in here to first segment to talk to us about your business.
Adjustments are pretty normal around here as well.
Tell us a little bit about Kosha. It looks like a wonderful place.
Thank you. Yeah, we're located at the Garver Feed Mill, and we're kind of tucked away up on the second floor, hidden in this beautiful historic building that's also a gem in the middle of Madison. We have 4,500 square feet up here, and it includes everything from a big sanctuary space that has meditation area, couches, teas, and infusions that we make. It's just a place to kind of go inward. And we also have a steam and sauna that is post-COVID, or during and post-COVID, basically a private area that you can book for an hour at a time. And there's a whole hot and cold ritual that you can go through back there. And we have 7 treatment rooms where we offer facials and massages and Ayurvedic treatments. And finally, we have a small commercial kitchen where we create our own organic kind of family recipes and Ayurvedic recipes for food to serve our guests here. But all of that is kind of could be similar to many other spas. I think what really makes us different is that we are locally owned by myself and my husband. And really it was created with the intention behind bringing my family history as well as Ayurveda wrapped around all of this. And Ayurveda is this practice of bringing our bodies into balance with nature and the environment and what we put into our bodies. And so everything we do is structured around that and formulated. So just teas are not teas. They're designed for each season. Just the oils are not just oils. They're designed for your specific body type. And the sanctuary is a place where you can just be and hear your inner voice, which we don't always have a chance to do in the life that we lead.
I have to admit, just during your time describing all of that, I became much more relaxed. And I'm not even there. I'm not even at the spa, so I can't even imagine what the experience would be like actually going there. So Shilpa Shankaran, owner of Kosha Ayurvedic Spa, it looks like an amazing place. And like you said, 4,500 square feet in this beautiful building in Madison and locally owned. That was one thing. I mentioned it before I brought you on. You know, my wife and daughter, my daughter had expressed wanting to go to a spa, wanting to have a spa day with her mom for the first time. And it's important to us to support local businesses. And we said, well, where can we find one? And so we went to the Dane by Local directory, found out about Kosha, and they are getting set, you know, getting their calendars together and ready to join you. And they want that experience. So tell them a little bit more about the services you might offer and things that they could experience together.
Yeah. Well, I love that you checked it out. And you know, what's interesting is, how few people still know about us. We opened in November of 2019. And so we've been closed on and off for about 2 years. And so, finally the word is getting out. The services we offer. So just kind of backing up a little bit about what Ayurveda is, it's the 5,000-year-old medical practice in India. And it is quite holistic. It is based on the premise that we don't just live within the skin in our bodies, right? So we're affected by our environment. We digest everything, whether it's environmental toxins, emotions, our food, everything goes in, and whatever stays in needs to be good. And if it's not good, if it has toxins, then it will settle in and over time can become disease. And so our whole practice is there to continuously detox you and continuously help your digestive processes in your entire body be more efficient and more effective. And so anyone who understands Ayurveda can come here, but even if you don't know the first thing about it, we just immerse you in it and you can have a great service and really feel good, because the experience is going to surround you with the practice of Ayurveda. So you come into the sanctuary and even the aromatherapy is designed for the season. So we're still kind of in that in-between season, end of spring, early summer, but it's still a little wet, a little heavy, a little cold. Ayurveda is a practice of opposites. So the teas are going to be warming. They're going to still help us decongest because there's a lot of sickness going around right now. You can feel that congestion that's related to the weather. And detoxing is very important right now. So our kitchen includes foods like detoxifying foods like bitter greens. The spices are going to be more energizing and get your metabolism going. And these are things you can do at home as well. And then the oils likewise are going to be in that same vein so that you can start to help move toxins out of your body. The way we do the massages is a special treatment called Abhyanga. And we use like two bowls of warm oil on the body to help move the lymphatic system and detox. So you're experiencing it. It might just feel like a spa, but really there's so much intention and science behind it for everything you get.
It sounds fantastic. Shilpa, we have to go to a break. And I have another guest lineup for next segment. So, but I want to have you back on the program as well to tell us more about it here. So let's schedule something in an upcoming week where we can get a little bit more in depth on some of those things and really learn more about that. But before we go, please tell people again where they can find you and how they can book your services.
Yeah, and thank you, Jason. I look forward to returning. So you can find us at the Garver Feed Mill up on the second floor. Just pop in. The doors are open to the community anytime. We have a little boutique where we sell our own products that have been made locally. You can just take a little tour of the spa. Otherwise, you can find us at koshaspa.com. That's KOSASPA.com. And if you call the spa, I'm usually the person to answer and can help you navigate through our menu and our website.
Wow. Shilpa Shankaran and her amazing family bringing this spa to our community in Madison. Thanks, Shilpa, for your time and what you have brought to Madison. We'll get more people out there, okay?
I hope so. Thank you, Jason. Take care.
We'll be back here in just a minute. You're listening to Let's Get Local. And we're back here on the big show, Let's Get Local, talking more with local businesses about their business, about what they bring to the community and what they're doing in the community. And someone who is always up to something good over there at Delta Beer Lab is Pio and the team. Pio's on now to tell us about a very timely effort once again. Pio, how are you? Thanks for joining us today.
Doing well, Jason. Thanks for having me.
Hey, I just missed you last night. I stopped into the lab and I heard you had just left because I came to pick up some of the Black is Beautiful IPA. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So the Black is Beautiful beer program started in a really unfortunate way. As you may recall, in 2020, George Floyd was murdered by police officers in Minneapolis, Minnesota, where they knelt on his neck for 8 minutes and 46 seconds before he died. A block away from the grocery store where I got my groceries, Cub Foods, a block away from the Target that I shopped at, on a road that I drove on every day. Shortly after that murder, a Black-owned brewery in San Antonio, Texas, named Weathered Souls Brewing, created the Black is Beautiful Beer Program as a collaborative effort to raise awareness for the injustices of people of color, the injustices they face every day. And raise funds for police for brutality reform and legal defenses for those who have been wronged. So when we heard about this program, we joined in right away because it fit directly into our mission, touched way too close to home. And it was an effort in the beer community where we could do something good with our product, with our reach to make a difference in our local community.
Yeah, you're always so thoughtful. And I mean, I just to put those pieces together. I'm always really impressed by the way you have committed to those things through your business, trying to do something with your business that also does something else that's impactful. So I really appreciate about you and the team at Delta Beer Lab. How can people support and help right now?
So through the program, this is our third year doing it. We brew a black IPA. Weathered Souls Brewing put out a recipe for an imperial stout, and ask brewers around the country, around the world to brew it and donate all proceeds to a local black organization. And we decided that in June, we didn't want to release an Imperial Stout. So we decided that and they were cool with us shifting the recipe. So we decided to make a West Coast style IPA that was dark brown to black in color with minimal roasted notes. And we put that beer out the first year supporting Freedom Inc., the second year supporting Nehemiah, and then this year supporting Urban Triage. So we have Black IPA. Black is Beautiful. It's IPA 16.6 in our naming convention, available in the tap room just south of the Beltline at Rimrock, at a bunch of retailers around town. They know we're doing a tap takeover at the Boneyard on the east side, the Dog Park Bar, on Sunday, tomorrow, and they have the beer there. At Juneteenth, we're doing a big thing at Ulbricht Beer Garden, where they're giving all proceeds from that day to Urban Triage as well. I dropped off cases yesterday at a whole bunch of places, Short Stack Eatery downtown. Now I'm going to have them all escape me. But I'll try to look that up while we're talking and make sure people know where they can get the Black IPA with the branding Black is Beautiful.
Yeah, and that's fantastic. And also, again, look for those events coming up throughout the month where you are going to be out in the community providing this and also help raise more money for Urban Triage, which is fantastic. I love that. So, Pio, we got. I want people to know a little bit more. What's the easiest way to keep up with you and the lab and how you guys are active right now, where people can find out all the things that you're working on?
Sure. Our website is a good resource for the beers that we have available. Our Facebook page is where we list most of the events that we do. We do trivia every Wednesday night at our tap room. Drag Queen Bingo, hosted by Kendra Banks, the third Tuesday of every month, which is a hoot. She is quite a boisterous individual and a good friend. And our salesperson, Will, is out in the community all the time doing tastings at different liquor stores. We're working on the Pride Festival, the Magic Festival, which will be held in Warner Park again this year. We had a huge success in 2019, and then it kind of got curtailed for a couple of years there.
Man, you guys,
lots of places to find us.
Yeah, you're doing so much good in the community, PO, and providing some great beer too. I'll tell you, I had one of the black IPAs last night. It was fantastic. So that is our time for today, but that is PO over at Delta Beer Lab. Again, head to delta.beer. Delta.beer for more info. PO, keep up the great work, and we'll see you around town soon, okay?
Thanks, Jason.
We'll be back after the break. I have something I know won't deserve me. Hey, we're just playing music I like this week. That's most weeks, though, really, to be honest with you. I'm the host. I get to pick the music. Once in a while, it's theme, but most of the time, it's just stuff I enjoy. So here we are. Let's Get Local from the Solidarity Realty Studios on University Ave in Madison, Wisconsin. Again, Devil Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Also, you can catch a stream at devilradio927.com or just download the Devil Radio app. Brian says it's easy and natural for Wisconsinites. So listen to that calming voice. Download the app. My mom has done it, and she enjoys the Devil Radio app just as much as anyone. So if she does and enjoys it, you will too. You can get that app right off the website as well. So here we are as we continue on for Let's Get Local this week. We had a little shift, some adjustment, but that is life. That is our world, and we can roll with anything. And now we're going to turn our attention back to TNT Pet Care Services because Tracy is with us to tell us about her great local service and business. Tracy, thanks for being on the program today.
Well, thanks for inviting me. I really appreciate it.
So I know I heard in our phone call this morning, you've got dogs, you've got pets around you most of the time. Tell us about how you got this business, TNT Pet Care Services, started and why.
Oh, that's a great question. We started it in 2015. And quite honestly, it was a side gig. We were both working full-time jobs. My husband is Tom. I am Tracy. So that's how TNT, the name, came about. And we were working full-time jobs, and a friend of ours came and asked us if we would help with a pet sitting gig because she had too many. And so we did. We stayed overnight in a couple of clients' houses for her. And then I started getting some requests myself. And I asked her if she'd be okay if I just went and did it on my own. And she said, absolutely. And we did that for a couple of years. And in 2017, I went full-time into the business. And just before the pandemic, my husband joined me to be full-time in the business. And then we've grown. So we started out with just doing pet sitting, a couple dog walks, and boarding in our house. And now we own a second doggy daycare on the north side of Madison. So, yeah, we've grown quite a bit since that time.
Wow. So I think that's such an interesting story. And we hear it sometimes from people who started, you know, a side business because of an interest or passion. And all of a sudden that became their full business. That became what they did for a profession. It's got to be pretty rewarding and fun to be able to be in that position, to have realized that dream for yourself.
It is. And had I often say this, had I had any idea that I could really, truly make a lucrative business out of pet sitting and taking care of animals, I would have done it a very long time ago. It's very fulfilling. It's very rewarding. There are stressors, of course, at times, but that's with any business. But I get to spend time with animals all day long. And I would have done it a long time ago.
I think that's what our small business owners and leaders show us every day. We talk to them every time we talk to someone on this program is, you know, they inspire me because they were brave enough to take that leap and just get started, right? If you have a passion for something, just get started and you never know what that could turn into. And sometimes it might be your forever business or the what you do for the rest of your lives. So tell us, Tracy, a little bit more about the scope. I see a lot of different services here. You work with a lot of different animals. Tell people about all the kinds of things that TNT Pet Care Services provides.
Yes, we provide services for pretty much anything with the care of animals. So anything that's not veterinary and not grooming, pet sitting in our clients' homes, boarding dogs in our home. We do dog walks and let out services. We have two different locations for our doggy daycare, west side and north side of Madison. And we also do a lot of cat, bird, and small animal care visits. So stopping in when people are on vacation to make sure that their small furries and feathered friends are also taken care of. But I deal with animals from anywhere from a chinchilla up to, we have some dart frogs that we take care of, but predominantly we are dealing with dogs and kitties.
Now, my daughter, I've talked about my family a little bit on today's program already with the spa earlier, but my daughter has a really strong interest in creating her own business for pets, to care for pets. So any chance, Tracy, you're hiring and might want to train up a youngster who's really interested and passionate about that. Are you looking for anybody to add to the team right now is what I'm asking.
I am hiring. I'm hiring for multiple service or multiple aspects of our business. I'm hiring dog walkers and cat care visits.
Great.
I'm hiring people for pet sitting, and I'm also hiring people for my north side daycare. So yes, we are actively looking for really good, passionate individuals who either have experience in the industry or are looking to get into the industry. And mentorship is something I'm very interested in doing with individuals. I have helped a lot of people by the way I got started was in paper form, right? You know, it's just before I had any systems in place. And if anyone is looking for doing that, I'm happy to sit down and talk with people.
That's fantastic.
And do some mentorship with them.
Yeah, fantastic. And fantastic to know that you are growing and expanding and also providing the service for more people, because I think that's something that so many of us as pet owners, you know, we feel guilty about, or we have a pet that we, you know, is a part of our family, but there are some things we can't bring that pet along with us for, and you need to have a trusted person to care for your pet. So knowing that you guys have such care is really important, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And one thing that's a little bit unique about us is that there's a lot of pet sitting services, and they're really phenomenal organizations in town and individuals in town. We service all of Dane County. So we have a team of individuals that can go to multiple locations. So that's really a big service.
And so a lot of us, you know, have, of course, we know a lot of people are looking for care for their dogs and different, you know, pets like that. But you mentioned a wide variety, including birds and others. How did you get accustomed? Because I think most commonly people have a cat or a dog or both. But how did you get into the point where you started caring for birds and other animals that are maybe not everybody takes that step? And what did it take to get that expertise or that comfort level for you to put yourself out there to provide services for many different types of animals?
Well, so for me, I grew up on a dairy farm, so I was around animals my entire life. And I also am a certified dog obedience trainer. So that's a passion of helping dogs get comfortable in different situations and having structure and things. I also raised birds for a really long time. So I hand-fed baby chicks and have a really strong understanding of the aviary world. So that's another passion of mine. So that's kind of how we were able to get that conversation going, is, you know, letting people know that I have experience with birds. And then with other animals, it's really sitting down with each individual parent, pet parent, and finding out how they take care of their animal. So our care goes into, give me very good instructions. I do a meet and greet before I ever allow someone to hire me, because I want everyone involved to be comfortable. Not only the pet parent, I want them to be very comfortable, but I also want our team to be comfortable that we can provide the level of service that we're promising to provide, and then even maybe a step above, go above and beyond. So I meet with the parents and they walk me through how to take care of the animals. And if I feel like it's a good fit, then I will say, then yes, we can provide that service and we can do it to the level that you want it done. And I am very much about being open and honest if I don't feel like we are a good fit, and try to help them find a service that is. So it's a lot to do with just making sure and understanding what a person's looking for the care of their animals.
Well, I think that communication aspect is so important. And also this, you're living true to your name, pet care services, and care is a predominant piece of that. And I think
Yes. You
show that you care. So we're talking with Tracy, one of the owners, her husband, owners of TNT Pet Care Services. Again, you can find out more about them on the Dane by Local search site, but they have a wonderful website at tntpetcareservices.com. Tracy, how do people reach you best to contact you for services?
There's a multitude of ways. There is a form on our website to request more information, which is wonderful because then I have some basic information to be able to reach out and get more information and to set up the meet and greet. They can also enroll in our booking system and request services. Then we can talk a little bit more about what's needed to go into getting started as clients, or people call me, text me, reach out through Facebook. But it is, honestly, I try to be available to everyone. All my clients have my personal cell phone, and I'm really focused on making sure they have that. So even if I'm not going to be the one providing the service, let's say it's one of my team members, those clients will still have access to myself so that I'm making sure that everything is in line with what they're looking for. So really, I'm pretty open to how they want to communicate with me.
Wow. That's Tracy. You can reach her and learn more about her incredible services and business at tntpetcareservices.com. Tracy, thanks for telling us about TNT Pet Care Services today and your backstory and everything that goes into it, because I think that's so critical for choosing the right person for our pets. We want to know who that person is, and I appreciate you sharing that today.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, and thank you for being flexible with me.
You bet. That's Tracy, TNT Pet Care Services. We have one more segment coming up, and we'll be back in a minute here on Let's Get Local. Don't go anywhere. And we're back here at the Solidarity Realty Studios on University Avenue. You're listening to us on Devil Radio 92.7 FM or 1580 AM. Maybe catching the stream, devilradio927.com, or perhaps using the Devil Radio app. We are the program Let's Get Local, where we talk to local businesses, organizations about what they provide in the community. You heard from some great ones already today, different types of services. And I hope you can keep up, because there are a lot of great stories to tell. So we really want to get them out there in the best way possible. But I think it's so critical, like Tracy just echoed, like Pio shared, and like Kosha, you know, Shilpa shared from Kosha, which is how all of these businesses, organizations that these people put their time and energies into, how they got started, what that means to them, the passion behind it, because that's what I hope you remember. And I hope that's what also brings you and brings your focus to a local focus when you decide where to shop, where to spend your money, who to patronize with businesses, and who to invest in our community, because that's what you're doing. That's what you're doing when you go local. So we have one final segment here, and we want to get into it because it is Pride Month. There are also incredible services throughout the year, but a really important time to highlight, I think, Forward Fertility and Christy there, who is taking the time to tell us all about her mission and what she's been up to. So Christy, thanks for being on Let's Get Local today. How are you?
I'm good, Jason. Thanks so much for having me.
So Forward Fertility, a member of Dane by Local, we're glad to have you as a member. Tell us more about what you do and why you do it.
Yeah, you bet. My background is as a women's health nurse practitioner, and I think when I went to nursing school, if somebody said I was going to own a surrogacy and egg donor agency, I would have thought, you're crazy. But, you know, life takes us in different ways, and I ended up working at an IVF clinic, and part of that process was setting up the egg donor and gestational carrier program. And I think, like a lot of people, I kind of knew what that was, but I didn't really know what it was. And in the work that I did, I ended up meeting these amazing women who were healthy and wanted to help families form. And then I got to meet these parents who had gone through so much to try to become parents, either loss, or maybe they knew, you know, like my male couples, you know, they knew they were going to need help along the way. But these families that just wanted so badly to be parents, and just working with these two sets of outstanding humans, I was like, wow, this is incredible. And I worked with a bunch of different agencies at the IVF clinic, and I started thinking, why aren't more nurses running these agencies? Because I really feel like bringing the professionalism of a nurse into this process, really, you can advocate for the egg donor, the gestational carrier, and the parents in a way that's really powerful. So about 10 years ago, I left my job at the clinic and started Forward Fertility. And this last year, we just celebrated our 100th baby. And I would say about 40% of our clients are LGBTQ plus clients, and about 60% are male female. And I just feel like I have the best job ever. And I love working with all the clients.
Well, that's an amazing milestone, reaching that many people's lives changed, right? And to have the ability, like you said, to kind of see this need and see where your expertise could come into play and make it a better experience. Because I think for so many people, and I've had friends, we've all had people in our lives that were trying to have a baby, struggling. That becomes such a stressful and difficult situation to deal with. So to have some expertise, to have someone to help guide you to the next step, if that's not possible for you, what does that do for people? You know, and I think it's amazing what you're doing.
Well, thanks. Yeah, I think one of the hardest parts about going through fertility is sort of the loneliness of it and the isolation. So one thing Forward Fertility really tries to do is just to share that, hey, this is how families form. Sometimes you need an egg donor. Sometimes you need a gestational carrier. And every human on the planet comes from one egg, a sperm, and a uterus. And there's lots of different ways to get there, you know, and we all have that in common. So I think one thing I really try to do is just connect people, the surrogates that we work with, you know, I take them out to dinner for meetups. We have a really active Facebook page where they can kind of connect, because certainly they've had their own children and had healthy experiences with that. But then caring for another family, that's a totally unique experience. So letting them kind of connect with each other really helps them go through the process.
That was very nurse-like explained by you there. My wife's a nurse, and so we get some of that in those conversations as well. But we're talking with Christy Olson from Forward Fertility. The website is forwardfertility.com. Christy, you mentioned it. Families, right? LGBTQ, it's Pride Month. So many couples in that community, they want to have children too. So yeah. But physically they can't. So you help get them there. What is that process like, and how much do you love working with your LGBTQ plus clients?
Yeah. You know, the process is basically sort of figuring out, you know, which IVF clinic are you going to work with, because we're going to need to go there for some medical procedures. And there are a number of clinics in Wisconsin. There are about 500 nationwide. So most couples will start by picking a clinic. And then either if they need an egg donor or a sperm donor, they'll identify that person. And Forward Fertility does have egg donors that we work with, but they can also select someone somewhere else. And then they will go through the process to create the embryos. So they'll either do an egg retrieval for the egg donor or and then combine it with the parent sperm or donor sperm to make the embryo. Once the embryos are created, then I match them with a gestational carrier. And then that's quite a process to go through to kind of make sure it's a good fit. And the gestational carrier is screened to go through the process as well to make sure she would be a good candidate. And then the group kind of works together, and then Forward Fertility will case manage through the whole process, through delivery, helping them figure out breast milk, if that's something they're going to do. And sometimes we have clients who bring their own surrogate to us, and then we just do the support expertise case management piece as well.
There's so many different people involved to make all that happen. Finding that right fit, it has to be pretty important, right? Because these are people that are going through a big journey, a life-changing journey, and they're probably going to be connected for the rest of their lives, right?
In some way, for sure. Yeah. And I think, you know, this process, I think, is high stakes and sometimes low control, right? Which is the recipe for anxiety. So, you know, having someone there on your team, like Forward Fertility, to be like, all right, we got this. You know, what are we going to do? What bump is in the road? How are we going to navigate it? And there are other agencies out there, but I feel like we really, really care about the families we're working with, the surrogates we're working with. And I think it shows in the matches we have and the positive experiences that they have working together.
We're talking with Christy Olson, nurse practitioner, also founder of Forward Fertility. The website is forwardfertility.com. You can find out so much there, including backstory and information about the people who make it up. But so many options, Christy. So if someone hears this today and, you know, they're either looking to be involved in some point, whether that's being an egg donor, becoming a surrogate, or, you know, they want to help having a child, what are the best ways? What are the steps to get in contact with you?
Yeah, you bet. I would say go to the Forward Fertility website. There's a contact page there. Our phone number is there. You can call or text. And I would say and then Instagram and Facebook. I think if you're just sort of curious or learning, you want to learn more, or you're looking for some positive news these days, you know, our Instagram and Facebook have a lot of great information out there for people. And I would say what we're really hoping this year to do is find a few more gestational carriers or surrogates, because we have so many families waiting. So if anyone is interested, I'm happy to connect you with someone who's done it before so you can learn more about it, and just reach out. Happy to answer any questions.
Yeah, that was my last part to cover, was ways people can help. You know, if they want to connect and help in any way, are there other ways that people can assist Forward Fertility and some of these families to be at this point?
Yeah, I think honestly, just talking about fertility and talking about this, so even just sharing stories, you know, of fertility, it helps make this process less isolating for people and more normalized, because it is normal. It's how families form. And so I think the more our community can just have this on their radar, I think it helps families feel less marginalized and sort of welcomed into the community in a real special way.
That's Christy Olson with Forward Fertility. The website is forwardfertility.com. Christy, thanks for your time. Thanks for what you do. Congrats on 100 families made, and we hope you get to 100 more as soon as possible.
Thanks, Jason, for having me. Have a great day.
Well, that's it for the show. Man, a quick one, but some impactful and important things. Remember, it's Pride Month as well. Support humans. We all are. Outside the Pizza Box is up next.